Greetings and welcome back to Journey to Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Krista Melville. And today we are continuing with the Purposeful Union series. We are in the He Notes edition, where we are speaking from the male perspective. We are diving into the thoughts of a man. We are endeavoring to understand the whys, the hows, the when, and the who. We are simply here to understand each perspective so that we can come together. We can bridge the gaps and begin to heal. Thus, we will endeavor to have purposeful unions. Today's topic is I can't feel and be safe. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to be safe. So when a man tells you this, this is usually because he has been threatened. His safety has been compromised. He has trust issues. He does not know who to trust. He has been lied to. He has been abused. His trust has been taken for granted. And often it begins at a very early age. He may have been abandoned and neglected. He may have not been given the opportunity to have a voice, to speak up, to ask questions, to demand answers. So just imagine a little boy growing up in this environment, in this world, growing up, going through elementary school, middle school, high school. He's now a man, as we can see. He's still a little boy inside, but he's a man. He has facial hair. His voice is cracked, deeper. He looks like a man. He has needs. His hormones are working. But he's still very afraid. He doesn't know how to ask for help. He doesn't know how to feel. He doesn't know how to be safe. He doesn't feel safe. And don't think for 1 minute that you are going to change that. That is not your job as a woman, to make a man feel safe. It is, however, your duty to communicate with him, to show him empathy and love and understanding and respect. Because, you know, we can't fix anybody. That is just an untruth. We can't fix anyone. Half the times, we can't even fix ourselves. But we can endeavor to explore who we are. We can find out. We can find those answers that lie deep within. We can ask those questions that many are afraid to ask. Because we will never know unless we ask. We can go back in time. We can ask those people who shut us down when we were younger. We can say, hey, remember me? I'm the one you told didn't matter. I'm the one you told could ask a question. Now I'm here. I want to ask. I have questions I need to know the answers to, and you're going to tell me. Or I would like you to. You know, we could be nice. We could be respectful. Hopefully, it will be reciprocated. But we just need to ask for help. You know, we need to feel secure within ourselves. We need to forgive some people. And oftentimes, it doesn't mean that we need to reconnect with them necessarily. We just need answers, that's all. We need to be able to cope with life. We need to be able to make sense out of it all. So a man needs to feel safe within himself. He does not need to feel afraid. That is the recipe for disaster in a relationship. That does not denote a purposeful union. Because that is a person without a purpose. If you can't feel safe within your own skin, you will not become who you're supposed to be. And that is not a purposeful life. You cannot, that person cannot offer you anything other than, this is what it is, this is who I am, accept it. I'm broken. I don't know how to be, think, feel. I don't know how to be safe. Therefore, they can't imagine how they're going to make you feel. You're going to feel obligated to help them. And you may be in a situation where you need answers yourself. Or you may be in a situation where you're fine for the most part. And now this becomes a problem. This is no longer someone that you can sit down and have a conversation with, a wholesome one. This is almost like you're dealing with a child, someone who is very needy and requires a 24-hour supervision because you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know if they're going to slit their wrist. You don't know if they're going to jump off a building. You don't know if they're going to harm someone, themselves, maybe you. So if a person cannot feel safe, then they will not make you feel safe. So this is a very obvious problem that needs addressing right away, hopefully before you're married. That is why there needs to be an extensive courting process where we ask the right questions, we get the answers that we're satisfied with, and we can say, okay, I can work with this. But if you don't ask the right questions, if you're all caught up in the flesh, how this person looks, how they sound, and all of the bells and whistles, you're not gonna really, you're not gonna be able to shed, cut away all of that meat, all of that fat, and get to the real meat. You're not gonna be able to dissect this person that way you should. I mean, over the process of time, you get to know more about a person. But the basic thing, the foundational things that you need for a relationship to be wholesome, that needs to be established right away, very early on, so that you can make a wise decision, an intelligent decision when it comes to marriage and setting up your future and your children's future and their children's future. It is very important. So if a man tells you, I can't feel, I don't know how to be safe, then you have, Houston, you have a problem. And the problem isn't yours, ma'am. It is his. You can be concerned. You can offer a listening ear, but you can't make him feel safe. You can comfort him. But I suggest that you lead him in on the path to get help. And it could take a long time. It can. Because chances are, if he's in his 30s or 20s or whatever, and all of this time has passed and he has not gotten the help he needs, then he's, I mean, you can't undo a years of harm in one day. It's going to take time. You have to be committed. You have to be willing to walk the walk. You have to be willing to be there. If it's a situation where you're already in it and you didn't do the groundwork before, then you have to eat that. You have to live with it. But it doesn't mean that you can't get help, both of you, because you're going to need support. You're a caregiver. So the caregivers always need help. You're going to need someone to talk to. You're going to need someone to vent to that's healthy, that will that where you'll have confidentiality as well, and respect. But this person is going to need time. Time does heal wounds. Some wounds are left open. And even though they're healed, they're left open. It's like a reminder for us. Say, hey, don't go there. We fix that. But it's there. You know, there's a covering over it. There's a scar. It's the reason why we have scars, you know. Some cuts heal that, depending on the cut, you don't see anything, depending on the person. Others have a scar to remind you, yes, I did this, and I don't need to do it again. So it's important that that you offer time. And it's important that you take care of yourself. It's important that both parties take care of themselves, that they can feel safe and take one day at a time. And only, you can't give what you don't have. No one should feel forced or rushed or judged or misjudged. Everything should be done in love and order and decency. You know, so many people have come together without the blessing of God, without the blessing of their parents. They did so ill-prepared, and they're just, you know, moseying along. They're just hanging in there. But it's very taxing. It's very tiresome, and oftentimes it can't even be fatal. There's so much stress one person can handle. So again, it's very important. If we want purposeful unions, we have to have an extensive courting process. We have to have an interview process, but it doesn't have to be that rigid. It can be very calm. It can be very comfortable. But yet, it needs to be what it is. We don't need to blur the lines and have dates that lead to premature sex, which further complicates things. And it just takes you off your path to finding out the truth. I think that's where a lot of people have gotten into trouble. So when a man tells you, "I can't feel, I can't be safe," that is a major red flag. That is a major red flag, and oftentimes it's a problem that you may have to end up dealing with down the road, and it may not be in the best way. So I would like to say that this particular topic, you know, it can go so many places. You know, we have some psychiatrists listening in, psychologists listening in. You know how far they can go. It can go very deep and very wide. I am not a clinical psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm a life coach. I'm a life learner. I'm a person that has been in relationships that did not work, that were not purposeful. I endured a lot. So I have a lot of experience. I'm also a retired nurse, so I have seen some clinical things, but I've never diagnosed any because I'm not trained to. I'm not allowed to. But I will tell you that we have to be very careful when entering relationships, because this is the foundation of society, of the world. And we don't need to take it lightly. It's very serious. So I really hope that everyone who's listening here on today's podcast, that you would please listen with an open mind, with a thoughtful mind, a proactive mind, and take the necessary steps to get help or get help for someone who doesn't feel safe. You know, and please share this podcast with as many people as you can. And please come back. You can go back and listen to the other podcasts. We began with the love series, and then we got into Purpose for Union. This is our fourth installment, and we have 8 more to go on this journey of the He Knows. This is a male perspective. This is a man talking. He's letting us know what's up. He's letting us know how he feels. And we have to listen. You know, as women, we can talk so much. We have an opinion about everything. We just ramble along. I'm not trying to be offensive to anyone, but it's true. And oftentimes, we miss some things. We miss some big things that can affect our lives, our children, the world, you know, different agencies. I mean, if we really take the time to do our homework and really be patient, that's the word, patient, we can prevent a lot of casualties. And it begins with us. And it begins with a listening and empathetic ear without judgment. So thank you so much for listening in today. Today we talked about the position of a man. that says, I can't feel and I can't be safe. And we need to be sensitive to that. So next time on Journey to Your Higher Self, the Purposeful Union series, our He Notes edition will lead us to our next topic. And we hear this a lot. We often hear men say, I'm just doing me. Just let me live. I'm just doing me. What is that? What do you mean by I'm just doing me? What does that mean? What are the origins of that thought process? And that's what we want to find out, okay? Because that is I hear that way too often. I'm sure you do as well. You know, just let me, I'm doing me. Just let me do me. What does that mean? How does that apply to us? How does that apply to society? The last time I checked, we were not only individuals, but we were a collective of people. We have to interact with others, so we can't just do us. You know, it's not about us. Yes, we can only be who we're supposed to be, but there's a purpose for that. And that's why this series is called the Purposeful Union series. So I hope you join me back next time on this very interesting topic. And thank you so much for listening in. Please share, like, share, subscribe. And you can follow me on my social media sites at Higher Self Coach. I'll put all the links up with the podcast. You can follow this feed on iTunes and on my server, podomatic.com. I am journeytoyourhigherself.podomatic.com. You can find me on iTunes. I will have these links posted on my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Higher Self Coach. Again, thank you so much for listening in today. And I look forward to meeting with you again, friends. I'm your host, Krista Melville. Bye now.